Sometimes we don't need to lose our selfish greed.
Thoughts race through my brain, bringing back the pain. Thoughts race through my brain, bringing back the pain.
But how time
bringing back the pain.
patru cornuri de lume ai aleru, flori de maru din patru cornuri de lume. Lată domul pe al lui nume, ai aleru, flori de maru, lată domul pe al lui nume. Să fie la judecată, ai aleru, flori de maru, să fie la judecată.
Thank you. Prince Albert, in a tiny gun and pawn shop, hangs a picture of Adolf Hitler. One freezing winter night, a Métis trapper, Leo Lachance, walked in, hoping to sell his old hunting rifle. Three white men inside stared at him. One of them, the gun shop owner, was also known as the Saskatchewan leader of the Church of Jesus Christ Christian Aryan Nations. The owner had been nipping at a bottle of whiskey. The Chance didn't speak to him, but instead asked the other two if they wanted to buy his gun. The answer was no. No argument, and Lachance turned to leave. That's when the owner fired two shots from an assault rifle into the floor. Lachance kept walking out the door, closing it behind him, when a third bullet ripped through his back. He staggered bleeding into the dark and dropped dead. Guilty to a charge of manslaughter, the neo-Nazi shop owner told a cop, "If I'm ever convicted of shooting that Indian, I should get a medal, and you should pin it on me." The judge sentenced him to 4 years in prison, saying there was no evidence that his political or racist beliefs were motives in the killing. No evidence at all. We'll be right back. Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, you'll find six hellhole prisons with 600 mostly white prison guards. Who knows how many are neo-Nazis? But behind all those bars of cold gray steel, 80% of the prisoners are native.
told the canister of 16mm. And this time it did speak, but not without meaning. "This will not do," she said. "This is not me anymore. I have changed clothing and political philosophies. Trickle-up anarchy, supply-side plastic explosives, a global economy. The world leader is thrown into boiling oil while the populace sits at the table picking at the carcass of violent overthrow." By now, of course, the underbelly had recombined its DNA and was now a fully developed insurgency, anxiously awaiting the opportunity to compromise the republic for which it stands. The other hand was simmering in the collection plate of benign neglect. The film canister made one final plaintive plea to common indecency, unraveling the early work of Tracy Lords all over the living room carpet. But it made no difference. It turned no heads. It changed nothing. In retrospect, it was a retrospective entirely devoid of purpose or discontent. Looking back, refusing to cry, she flew out of the window and onto the mantle of the sun, where she remained, perched and parched, and waited for the fuse to ignite.
folks.